So most people are running from authority and they're running from accountability. They're actually running from God. So authority will save your life. Accountability will save your life. And most people hate it. I can understand why, because most of the authority figures in your world are corrupt. I understand that. But since God is in control of the king's hearts, he can control the authority figure's heart in your life. Because they're held accountable. Everybody's under accountability. Now, when the nation gets so corrupt that all authority has no accountability, then we got a problem. And that's what's happening with the Democratic Party. They're contradicting themselves. They're doing wrong. It was even in the Republicans. The political system is ridiculous. It's just off the roof ridiculous right now. The judges made a decision, and their decision was clear. And for people to fight against it, these people are smarter than you. They've been studying law their whole life. And to fight against it is, you're fighting against God, really. The whole purpose of America was freedom and life and a voice. And just like they want to censor the truth speakers, they want to censor these babies from being born. They don't want to give them a voice. The babies need a voice that are in that womb. And the only voice that it looks like they're having are the conservatives and the judges now. Because the rest of the world wants to kill babies. I mean, really, to be honest with you. Save the well, but kill the babies. Save the trees, but kill the babies. Why do they want to kill babies? Because they don't want to be responsible. Actually, the abortion gives people breast cancer. And it gives people mental cancer. Because eventually they have a guilt complex. I've talked to people in my past where the woman is dealing with problems based on her abortion because she never admitted it was murder. She never repented of it. If you kill somebody and you... Okay, so let's say you kill somebody. You go out here and you shoot somebody because of my... And you never repent. You never admit it. You never get caught. There's no consequences. It's going to eat you up inside. Because the Bible says clearly that he's the author of life and the taker of life. God alone can give and take a life, you know. Now, I understand sometimes there's war and sometimes there's capital punishment. I understand that. But capital punishment on an unborn baby who's not guilty of anything but just being conceived, that's censorship to the hilt. They want to take away the voice of the babies. If it doesn't agree with their agenda, if it doesn't agree with their delusion, if it doesn't agree with their fake reality, if it doesn't agree with their gaslighting, they got to shut you down, shut you up, shut your voice. I think it's pretty cool how even with a liberal, democratic, socialist, insane president, that the system still is able to bring some truth into it through the judges. And then that gun law in New York that was banned. Every human has a right to defend themselves, right? I'm not saying you need a machine gun in your house, but everybody needs or has a right to defend themselves. Everybody has a right to bear arms, go hunt them some food, you know, to hunt some food. Actually, everybody should have a right to travel without a driver's license unless they're doing commerce. And if they're on the road, they need to have insurance to protect you from, in case they hit you, there has to be some kind of insurance. There needs to be some laws about protecting your neighbor from your insanity. Protect your neighbor from your insanity. Protect your neighbor from your delusions and your irresponsibility and your laziness and your foolishness and your bad decisions. But people don't want to be held accountable. People don't want authority. They want to do their own thing. They want to be, they think they know better than, think about the laws that are in place. It's to rule the flesh. You're under a blue sky because you're in the flesh. The flesh is nothing but sin. And so the blue letter law of sky and the blue letter law is to regulate sin, the flesh mind. The born again creature is not under law, but he's still down here walking, and he needs a law too to keep him in check when he walks in the flesh and not in the spirit. Yes, the letter of the law killeth, and the spirit gives life. That's why if you walk in the spirit, you have life. If you walk in the flesh, it's death. If you stay in the spirit walk, the agents can't even touch you. Actually, if you listen to them, their words reveal what they are. Just listen to their words. The words are the hologram. The word Jesus is the Logos. He spoke it all into existence. This is a script that he wrote with his own mouth. And so he spoke it. Not only did he write it at the cross, he wrote it with his words. His word is forever settled in heaven. What happened in heaven? The Trinity decided they wanted to create man, but they knew man would fall, so they had to make a sacrifice. They knew that man would drop creation down. Even the creation groans and waits for its redemption. So the fall of man affected creation. And if creation is affected by man, what happened at the cross is affected. But the creation is affected by what happened at the cross, the lamb slain. So what happened at the cross? That's the fractal story of all things. So everywhere you go, whether it's at church, at home, in the grocery store, at work, or your neighbor's house, your house, there should be authority somewhere. If you go into a home when there's no set authority, or you go into a situation where there's no authority, run for the hills, because there's nothing but chaos, insanity. It eventually is going to lead to murder, because if the flesh has no authority, what's it going to do? Drunkenness, drugs, sorcery, murder, fighting, Galatians 5, 19, 20, 21. All that stuff is because of no authority. Because the flesh is just a downward spiral. The flesh is going down. The spirit's going up. What regulates the flesh? The law. What regulates the spirit, the Holy Spirit in you? There's always a regulation to regulate. It doesn't matter where you go, what you do, there's some kind of system to push you upright, because the horizontal plane is the flesh mind. you're born in the horizontal plane, the flesh, selfish, flesh, fleshly, earthly, temporal, and you're being changed to the spirit plane. It's an emergency that you emerge. Spell it out.